Halachas of Daf Yud Beis. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Tes says, a Mavi that doesn't have the width 3 Tvachim doesn't need an Alech and Arakari, and you're allowed to be Mtaltan the whole Mavi, because anything less than 3 is like Lavin. Mavi that they will match with Arakari, even though you're allowed to be Mtaltan the whole thing like a Shasiyachat, but someone throws them in it to a Shasrabim, and Shasrabim to in it is Potter, because the Kari is all Tzheker. But if he was mashu alechi, someone throws in it to Shram or Shram in it is chayim, because the lech is like mechitza on the fourth side. It says the Ravid, I got a lot of kashas in it. Since the Ravim Tatl and the whole thing, so you see the Mavid there has 3 mechitzas, and we pass him 3 mechitzas from a Torah. So therefore, the Hashem of the Kara, why is it potter? The Chum will come to make him more than the Torah to say that it needs a Kara. Shachnach Rachayim Simon Shin Samach Gimel Sifchav Ches. Mavid doesn't have width 3 Tvachim, doesn't need any tikkun, still sealed. Some said it doesn't have 4 Tvachim, doesn't need any tikkun. The Rambam and Shabbos, Perek Tazayin, Alocha Yud Beis says, if there was in a Rukhba, which is a back alley or backyard, more than 10 amas, even though it doesn't have tall 10, you're not going to fill up from it until it makes a mechitzah. Because whatever is more than 10 is ksir pirtzin, it's massive mechitzas. What about the metal in the whole chatzir? If it's left over from the pirtzin of pass here and pass here, b'chalshu, or pass with 4 tfachim from one side, you let the metal in the whole chatzir. It's not also only to fill up from the spring alone. But if it's not left over pass at all, you let the metal in the whole chatzir, because now the chatzir is open to the sea, which is the karmis. Says the Ravid, these passin are instead of the gedud that the Gemara says, where a strip of the sea came into the chatzah, and I see this mechaber is mixing an inyan with one inyan with another inyan. He holds it's one inyan, and it's very far and separate, because he took the case of Loshen Yam and Amos Samayim and mixed them together. There's a big difference between them, because the Amma, if there's no high 10 and wide 4 tvachim, even though there's a breakage of more than 10 tvachim, you're not flip from it, because you speak about where there's a kaisel on top of it. Mashenka Loshen Yam, if it's deep 10 and wide 4, even though the breakage doesn't have more than 10 amas, you're not going to fill up from it. Mashenka, if it's a strip of the sea. The reason is because the amma goes in and out, and it's chayrik shos la'atzma. Even the water that's on top of it is not matter to fill up, because it by itself is broken to a bokim ha'aser. And the kaisel at the top of it is not considered anything. The Loshen goes to the chatzah, doesn't go out, and it's like a bar in the chutz, and the chitz of chutz are matter. And since the pirtz is not 1 in 10, everything's mutter. Now, amma, the spring, they weren't medagdik, until the chutz itself, ben pirtz, if there's broken 10 to more than 10, everything's mutter, because there's a kaisel on top of it. That's matter the chutz. And it becomes, and it itself becomes a chitz between it and the chutz, because it's deep 10. The chutz doesn't become also because of the spring. The lashon, the strip of the sea, they were medagdik, al tilt the chutz itself. Because if there's a breakage more than 10, how's it mutter? The pirtz asks it. The Lashon itself, meaning the strip of the sea, asks because it's totally broken and goes into the sea. Therefore, they said, we're speaking about where there's Gedudi. There's some mechitzas on the edge of the lip of the sea that's matching to 10. So it comes out, the Chatz is booked from four sides, and it's not also only to fill up from the strip of the sea. That Ikka is the pshat that has Gedudi between the Lashon and the Chatz. The Lashon is Lashon Zachar, and the Chatz is Lashon Akev, and the Chacham can understand it. Says the Shulchan Aruch Chaim Simon Shin Samach Gimel Siv Beis. The chatzah is totally open. Up to 10 amas, it becomes mutter to pass wide 4 tvachim. Then he puts it on one side in the place where it's broken. If he wants to masak with 2 sides of pirtz, it's enough for 2 pass, enough 2 mashim. And who and then, if it's left over from then the fourth wall built, like the shear 4 tvachim in one place, or it's left over from the 2 sides of tefach and tefach hair, and that's all in the height of 10 tvachim. Even if it isn't the pirtz of 4 tvachim, since it's been meduah, the whole full, needs a tikkun until it becomes less than 3 tvachim. If it is in a period of 1 to 10 amas, even if it's not fully, you have to misakin, make a tzura sa-pesach. The Rambam, Shabbos, Perek, Tez, Vav, Alach Yud Gimel says, where do you put the mechitza in the water? If it's above the water, it has to be a tefach, and the mechitza go into the sea. And if the mechitza is totally in the water, it has to be a tefach out of it, above the water, so the water and the chatzah should be mixed into it. Even though there isn't the mechitza, doesn't reach till the ground. Since it's 10 tvachim, it's mutter. Even though it's under the water. They weren't mat mechitza, only by water itself, because it's still the water is only the rabbana, they were making a mechitza, it isn't there only to show a hekka. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Archaim Shin Nun Hei Siv Gimel. If the besakisa sticks outside the wall of the city, and the tzoya goes into a ditch that's around the city that has more than 2 sasaim, 2 sa, which is a kamas, it's not mutter by mechitza tluya, because they weren't matter only by water, but are they a board that's mutter, because the koicha is mutter in other kamas. And the Ramah says, some say that Ritva Eskis is above 10 tvachim, it's mutter in any case, because it's going out from Shasriach the kamas through a makom patur. Some say the Ramah says that if there's tzoy, and by the end, it's mutter in any case, because the tzoy is a makom patur, people don't step on it. And said, learned Simon Shimon Hay earlier. Some are going to say that there's no makom patur in the kamas. And what we said earlier in Simon Shimon Hay, that any makom patur in Shasriach, the kulam Eskis that stands between two houses, not to go to the bathroom there unless they made an Erev together these two houses. And they didn't make a tikkun by doing just saying a Siv Beis, then it's mutter. Because it isn't only like a chatzah, it doesn't have an Erev, as later on in Simon Shin Nun Vav. And so look at later on in Shin Ayin Vav Siv Dalat. That's Dafka like a Tchilav. If the Erev had forgotten to make an Erev, it's mutter. Godel Kovid Abrias. Those that go on the boats, the minigus to make, they go to the bathroom from a rafter. See, since the Meshut is not tall 10, even though it's wide 4, it's not. It isn't only a kamas, it's taken out from kamas to another kamas. Says the Rambam Shabbos Perek Tetzvav Alach Yud Aleph. A spring of water that goes in through the chatzar, if there's an high 10 tvachim wide 4x4 or more, therefore up to 10 hours, you know, be mal on Shabbos, unless you mean a mechitz 10 tvachim, when it goes in and when it goes out. But if there isn't an high 10 or there isn't wide 4, then you know, fill up it without a mechitz, because then it's not making its own shus. Shechnach Archaim Sim Shin and Vav Sif Beis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, chatzah that's broken open and a strip of the sea goes through the pirtza. If it's not full and the pirtza is not more than 10 tefachim, I'll fill up it and bring it to the house. If it's totally open or there's no pirtza more than 10 amos, if it's left over in the place where it's nifritz, some little pieces of sticks, tall 10 tefachim, and the water covers it up, it's motiv, I'll fill up a chatzah. But it's us to bring it into the house. Unless it makes a chitzah go 10 tefachim on the water. And if it's not nishig, you do them any bottoms, then it's us even to fill up in the chatzah. Dafid beis on a beis. The Rambam, Shabbos, Perikit Zayin Alachatez says, Mova doesn't have wide 3 tvachim, doesn't need not a lech and not a kerry, not even talking the whole Mova, because anything less than 3 is considered lovin. And a Mova that was maksha with a kerry, even though you're not even talking the whole Mova, Mishasiyachit, but if someone throws from in it to Shasrab, Mishasrab, and Sukh is Pater, because the kerry is not heker. But if it was maksha with a lechi, someone throws from in it to Shasrab, Mishasrab, and in it is chayav, because the lechi makes it a rabachitza on the fourth side. And the Ravid argues, since he loved the and the whole thing, so you see the Mova that has 3 mechitzas, and we pass on 3 mechitzas to Rai, so therefore the Heksha, the Kerr, why is the Potter? If I'm going to be making more than Shatayr to acquire the Kerr. Shabbos Perikit Zayin Lacha Zayin says the Rambam, the Mova doesn't become with the Lech and the Kerr unless there's houses, the Chatzayr is open to it. And the length should be 4 arms and upwards, and the length should be more than the width. But a Mova that is squared is like a Chatzayr. It doesn't become with there only with 2 Lechis from 2 sides, and each Lech can be a Mashu or a Pas. Wide 4 from one direction because we consider it like a chatzah. Shechnar Harchayim Simon Shin Samach Yimel Sif Chaf Vav. This is the one with the Lecher Kurz Dabkar, it's not less than 10 Tvachim and spacious 10 Tvachim. It shouldn't be wider, more than 10 Amos, tight 10 Amos. And it should be long, wide, 4 Amos, spacious or more. But if it's missing one of these 3 qualifications, it doesn't have a Takana, only the 2 is a Pesach. If in the height there was an airspace of 120 hours with some songs, it's not mutter with a kairu, but it's mutter with a lechi, and if he wants to mash with a kairu, to make pictures on it. Because like this, people look at it, and if it was taller than 20, and he built something underneath the kairu to make it less than 20, it's enough for a binyan that's wide a tefach, like the width of the kairu, to make it less than 20 hours. It's enough with the building of a tefer like Recha Kair, but if it's not tall 10 tvachim, and it digs into Mashim 10 tvachim, has to do 4 amas into the Mova, then call Rachba. The Mova doesn't come with Recha Kair until it's open to it 2 chatzeres, and each chatzer has to have 2 houses. And even all the chatzeres are open to one another, and some argument. And it should not be in every entrance of these less than 4 tvachim, and has to be dwellers eating in each house, because the place where the bread is, that's what Kairim. And even if one house belongs to the father, one to the son, even if the son gets his stuff from his father's table, but eats it in his own house, it's considered like 2 different houses. And even if one side is a guy and one side is a Jew, it helps. Also has to be, the length has to be more than the width. It's missing one of these conditions, it does become mutter only to pass 4, or 2 passing has 2 mashu or tzuz pesach. The Ramban says, some say that today we're misakin all amovers tzuz pesach, because all amovers have a din of chatzeres. The minhag pashan amadin is to misakin the rope that's on top of the width of the mavoi, and this chevel is not a kairu, because it's not wide at tefer, it doesn't help, only on tzuz pesach. It helps even with a reed. As you saw earlier in the Soy Simon Shin Samach Beis, you have to be careful to put the rope underneath 2 poles that are tall 10 tvachim, right underneath the rope, that helps even a mavim foolish with Tzuras Pesach, or even with a chutzah, and wherever Tzuras Pesach would help, this would help. The Rambam, Shabbos Perek Zayin, Halacha Ches says a chutzah, the length is more than the width. It's like a mavim becomes mutter lecher akir. Mavim that the house of chutzah is not open to it. For instance, we didn't have only one house or one chutzah, so the mavim that the length doesn't have the length 4 amos, does become mutter only with 2 lechis or a pas for tvachim. Last halacha, Rechayin Simon Shin Samachim Sif Chaf Zayin. Chatzah, the length is more than the width, as a din like a mavur, and becomes mutter lech or a koir ga. Even if the chatzeres and bottom are not open to it, since it's not carved to Shusram, when it's open to a mavur, and the mavur is open to Shusram, therefore it takes on the dinim of a mavur, and therefore it would be sufficient with lech or a koir. This is the end of the halachas of Daf Yud Beis.